prices in every department. TVs, surround sound systems, computers, tablets, along with movies and games.
Watch the big games up close and personal with a new big screen TV. LG 42-inch LED TVs, only $459.99. LG 47-inch high-definition TVs, only $589.99. Big screen LG 60-inch 120Hz smart TVs on sale.
DVD players starting at $39.99. Blu-ray players starting at $89.99. Onkyo Home Theater Systems in a box complete with everything you need starting at $389.99.
Find Easter gifts like radio-controlled flying drones, helicopters, and monster trucks. Games for PS3 and 4, Xbox 360 and Xbox One. Use Blu-ray movies, buy one, get one free. Thousands of used DVD movies starting at $199 and Jelly Belly candy in bulk, bags, and gift sets. Shop Thumb Home Reel Video and Radio Shack located in the Port Crescent Plaza, Bad Axe.
It is now that time of the hour here at Cruise 102 to get you updated on all the info in the Thumb, the country, and internationally with your WLEW News Update. Here's the latest news from the Associated Press and a WLEW newsroom. I'm Brandon James. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says he did not want to see people hurt or worse at his campaign rally in Chicago, so he decided to postpone the event. Trump tells MSNBC in a telephone interview that he thinks they did the right thing. Tonight's rally at the University of Illinois at Chicago was called off due to security concerns. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders' campaign is praising an Ohio judge's ruling to allow 17-year-olds to vote in the swing state's presidential primary Tuesday. Ohio Secretary of State John Husted initially said he would appeal the ruling, then said for the sake of good elections, he would not. President Barack Obama says the encryption versus national security debate will not be settled by taking an absolutist view. Obama says both values are important. The debate is currently being played out in Apple's legal fight against the federal government. The president made comments today to an audience of tech enthusiasts meeting in the Texas Capitol. A convicted murderer who escaped from a New Mexico prisoner transport van and eluded authorities for nearly 2 days is now in custody. Joseph Cruz was arrested today in Albuquerque. Investigators are continuing to search for the other inmate, Lionel Claw, who fled with him. Nancy Reagan is once again with her beloved husband. The former First Lady's life was celebrated today by 1,000 invited guests who gathered at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library to pay final tribute to her and the enduring love she and her husband shared during their 52-year marriage. Mrs. Reagan died Sunday at the age of 94. We'll check local and regional news on WLEW right after this.
St. Patrick's Day is coming your way. Find that pot of golden deals of wheels at Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe.
I'm Al Hansen. We have a great selection to suit any budget, and we'll take care of you after the sale. No questions asked.
Check out a black 2014 Chrysler 200. Has just 32,000 miles, and it's full power to go over the rainbow for just $13,980. There's big driving power with a gray-colored 2011 Ford Ranger extended cab truck with 4x4 wheel drive. It's selling for $15,980. Al Hansen Motors will also search for the right vehicle that you want. They'll search all across the rainbows across the Thumb State and Nation. All vehicles are fully inspected with finance available based on credit approval.
Come on in, look around, and find one you like. You'll drive it, you'll love it, and you'll drive it home tonight.
See more cars, vans, trucks, and SUVs with pictures on the website, alhansenmotors.com. Plus full vehicle repairs and maintenance service at the garage shop. Or just come on down to the lot in downtown Bad Axe, where you'll find golden savings at Al Hansen Motors.
In local news, a drug investigation started with a search of two apartments in Sibawang and then led to a subsequent search at a residence in Sanilac County. Various drugs, paraphernalia, cash, and weapons were located at the three locations. Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen says late Wednesday evening, deputies along with Sibawang police served two search warrants connected to a morphine trafficking investigation. The first search at Dick's Apartments, where morphine, syringes, and a crack pipe were seized. Felony drug charges are sought against a 59-year-old man who was questioned and released. A second search was executed at Sibawang Terrace Apartments, where morphine and cash were located. And felony drug charges will be sought against a 55-year-old woman who was also questioned and released. Information from those two investigations led to a third search warrant that was served in the 5800 block of Bay City Forestville Road in Sanilac County's Delaware Township. Prescription medication, marijuana, cash, and two firearms were seized. Possible felony charges are being considered. Authorities in Saginaw Township responded to the scene of a car accident involving a pedestrian this morning. Few details are available, but it happened in the 3400 block of Bay Road just after 10 a.m. When emergency crews arrived, the pedestrian was reportedly sitting up, according to Saginaw County Central Dispatch. There is no word on the cause of the crash or the current condition of the individual who was struck. Investigations continue. It took overtime to decide the winner of the Class C District 83 finals Friday night in Harbor Beach. Between Bad Axe and Unionville Sibawang, USA took the win with the final score 50-47. The game was tight all along. The teams are tied at halftime 24-24 and also at the end of regulation at 41-41. The Patriots advance to the Class C regional semifinals and will take on Reese Monday night in Ithaca. The broadcast can be heard on Cruise 102.1 WLEW. We'll be back after this.
I'm Brody, loan officer in the Bad Axe office at Bayport State Bank. And even though it's wintertime, now is the time to be thinking about financing those farm inputs or machinery and land purchases.
And I'm Leanne, and our ag lenders have over 85 years of ag lending experience to help you find a product that best meets your needs. We can help you put together a customized lending package that will help you meet your financial goals this year and in the future.
We understand our local farmers' concerns because we're local. I'm Eric, ag lender in the Pigeon office, and we've been helping our local farmers for over 119 years, keeping it local, keeping it here in the thumb of Michigan, and keeping our area growing.
Commitment, core values, and community is our promise to our customers.
For over a century, local farmers and businesses have put their trust in Bayport State Bank. Shouldn't you? Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
That is the news for this hour on WLEW. I'm Brandon James. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, visit thumbnet.net.
Well, taking another check-in on the forecast. Today got up to 40 degrees. Last night's low was 31. And we'll have all the details on the rest of this night's weather and leading into the weekend with your precision weather forecast.
Good evening. We're expecting a nice start to the weekend, but then a weather system will bring the potential for rain by later in the day, Sunday. Tonight, clear skies, some late night fog possible in spots, lows near 30. Winds becoming south to southwest, about 5 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation near 0%. Saturday, a pretty nice day with mostly sunny skies. It'll be mild and pleasant. Highs getting into the mid-50s. Southwest winds around 10 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation near 0%. Saturday night, increasing clouds as the night progresses. Lows in the mid to upper 30s. Winds becoming northeast around 5 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation under 10%. Sunday, cloudy with scattered showers developing, especially later in the day. Highs near 50. Rain will become more likely as we work into Sunday night. From WLEW Precision Weather Service, I'm meteorologist Steve Adamson.
A reminder from your friends at Cruise 102 that multiple sclerosis support group meetings are held the second Monday of each month at 11 a.m. with lunch at the Huron Medical Center third floor classroom. All are welcome. It's open to those with MS, their support persons, family, and friends. For more information, call 428-3499.